Chapter 4. The Past is a Memory. It was the bus that did it, which makes it a trigger, I suppose. I was walking to school. It was raining that morning. It had been raining all night. There were big puddles everywhere, and the street was packed tight with cars and lorries and bikes and buses. One drove right through a puddle next to the pavement where I was walking, and sent up a huge splash. I was wearing a coat, but it still soaked my trousers. They laughed, all the other kids walking to school, the ordinaries and the stupids. I could hear them, but all I remembered was another time a bus had done that. On the same road, but in winter. Only I'd never been on that road in winter. I knew it was winter because the leaves were falling off the trees and jamming up the gutters and drains, which is why there were even bigger puddles then. And it was late afternoon, with all the lights shining out of the shops and rain blurring the headlights. And the road was different somehow. That bit took me a while to work out, as the memory was only a few seconds. Me getting soaked, doing the whole shaking my arms thing, like the way a dog shakes to get water out of its fur, and I yelled, "Asshole!" at the car. That was weird. I'm normally too scared to shout like that in public. When I get angry and do finally shout, the stupids laugh at me. But in the memory, no one laughed at me. Everyone was too busy scurrying past on their way home. It's really strange having a memory that isn't your own. Some people say they hear voices in their head. Normally nutters, who try and claim the voices told them to commit a crime, like serial killers. That way, they get sent to a cushy prison, which is a mental hospital too. And they get doctors and nurses fussing round them all day, and a room to themselves, and nice food. Stuff which gets the tabloid sites all wound up with them, saying it's a travesty of justice. I thought the memory might be my version of voices. It wasn't me, but I knew the chill when the puddle water hit, so that part was definitely real. But the sweatshirt on the arms of the not me was dark blue, and I'd never had a dark blue sweatshirt. It's like a school one. St. George's pupils wore a green one, but the trousers in the memory were grey, which were school trousers, and the not me was definitely taller. Then there was the road. There was something about it that wasn't right, on top of the whole thing about it not being my memory. I kept playing it over in my mind and saw the people around me. They were ordinary, all wrapped up in coats and carrying bags. But the coats were like really old-fashioned. Nobody wears coats like that anymore. I concentrated on the cars. They were all old models too. Three of them were close enough for me to read the number plates. Right now, number plates in England start with two letters, which are the area code, followed by two numbers, which are the age identifier. Then three more letters, which are picked at random, like this. DF64KUS. The numbers on the street I remembered weren't anything like that. They had a letter, three numbers, then three more letters, like this. W358AJP. In the flat that night, I looked it up on the internet. Having number plates on a car in the UK only became compulsory in 1904. Since then, the government has changed the sequence several times. First in 1932. Then 1963. Again in 1982. And finally, the current one in 2001. They had to do it because the old sequences kept running out of combinations. The number plates on the not mine memory were all from the pre-2001 change, Two of the cars had a T at the start, while the one closest to me had a W. W was for the year 2000, so this not-mine memory was from at least the year 2000. To start with, I did think that maybe the memory was from back when I was an infant, being pushed around in a pram, and that the puddle splash was a memory trigger. But it couldn't have been. First off, I was definitely wearing a blue sweatshirt in the memory, and I was walking, and I was taller than I am now. Second, I hadn't been born in 2000.